This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Look up there in the sky! Hey, Chinese virus! Look at the plane! Chinese virus! Look at the plane! Hey, Chinese virus! San Antonio! Of the Alamo, an American and Texas free speech, now hangs under a shadow of tyrants and communists, claiming there is no free speech in San Antonio. There is free speech in San Antonio. Your mayor and other maybe tyrants would have you believe that you have no free speech, but you do have free speech.
Censor my thinking, my thoughts, kung fu fighting, you know, Chinese virus. I can't say that now. Ron Nuremberg controls this. Who does he think he is?
I think that they're trying to control our food in order to try to control us as a population and all of us as fear mongering.
So, Mayor Ron Berg, he did a lot of activism with Texas Organizing Project. Texas Organizing Project does block walking for him, call banking for him, and they work directly with Bernard Sampson of the Texas Communist Party, headquartered out of Houston.
Ron Nuremberg is a tyrant. Chinese virus! Chinese virus!
A communist Chinese virus meant to take down America. And the city council is so evil in this town that they believe that you don't have a First Amendment. They want to arrest you for your speech. That is so dangerous, America. It's so dangerous. We need to liberate San Antonio from the tyrants that have seized control of it, that are annihilating the First Amendment. A clear and present danger here in San Antonio, one of the oldest, greatest cities in Texas, is to throw these criminal city council members out that don't think they live in America. They think they live in communist China. But I salute everyone that's out here, and the answer
really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term, I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around and goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that at a fundamentally the cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
This is the end.
This is the end. My only friend. The end.
Of our elaborate plans. The end.
Of our elaborate plans. The end.
All right, we're back live. I'm going to go to your phone calls. We have a special guest coming up on the hour in studio. The owner of Yippee, one of the freer search engines out there, to talk about what's happening. So, I want to go to your calls here in just a moment, but I want to talk about Fauci right now. Fauci said back in late January that COVID-19 wasn't a threat because they were planning to say Trump didn't respond properly. We got that right. And then when Trump tried to block China flying flights in, Fauci tried to block him. And he flew people that were infected in to create the hysteria. So he's a deep stater, and Trump more and more is sidelining Fauci and understands that. They're going to count every death now, heart attack, cancer, as COVID-19. And you heard the caller earlier that works in the medical field. There has never been a respiratory virus vaccine. It doesn't exist. There's too many viruses. So there's something a lot bigger behind this whole deal, and we showed you the UN documents where they're adding sterilants to the vaccines. So these issues are so magnificently huge. If you don't get upset about them, we're almost helping the enemy covering these topics like they're no big deal. We're actually conditioning you to accept it unless you get fundamentally pissed and motivated to say no to it. So here's Fauci saying it's not a major threat a few months ago. And then we'll cut to Fauci saying no guarantee vaccine is going to work. Why is he doing that? I'll explain in a moment.
Bottom line, we don't have to worry about this one, right?
People are trying to blame President Trump. Half the country, even, certainly the media, blame Trump. Why doesn't he just listen to Dr. Fauci? And we want to show you what Dr. Fauci was saying in the earliest stages of this situation. Overall, is this something to worry about or not?
What are you thinking in terms of this virus spreading here in the United States?
Well, those people were probably at a very low risk.
And how many people are coming from Wuhan, China, to the United States on a daily basis? Do you know that?
Yeah, about 75,000 per year.
Oh.
Total. Yeah.
Okay, so manageable numbers. Bottom line, we don't have to worry about this one, right?
Well, obviously you need to take it seriously and do the kinds of things that the CDC and the Department of Homeland Security are doing, but this is not a major threat for the people in the United States, and this is not something that the citizens of the United States right now should be worried about.
Fabulous. No, I am glad to hear that. Probably should have established that much earlier on.
If Adam Schiff has his way, there will be some sort of 9/11-style investigation into all this at some point. Well, the first person they should talk to is Dr. Fauci and what he told the president, when he told the president. If he was telling him that, I think we know the whole story, and it might just be a great big waste of time.
A couple of things that I think are inherent in all vaccine development. First of all, there's no guarantee that the vaccine is actually going to be effective. As you well know, because we've discussed this many times in the past, that you can have everything you think that's in place and you don't induce the kind of immune response that turns out to be protective and durably protective. So one, the big unknown is it will be effective. Given the way the body responds to viruses of this type, I'm cautiously optimistic that we will, with one of the candidates, get an efficacy signal. The other thing that's an unknown, that's of concern, but we'll be able to get around that by doing the tests properly, is that do you get an enhancement effect? Namely, there have been a number of vaccines, two in particular, dengue and respiratory syncytial virus. When the vaccine induces a suboptimal response, and when a person gets exposed, they actually have an enhanced pathogenesis of the disease, which is always worrisome. So we want to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Now, here's the big takeaway. Up until December of 2019, they said there are no side effects. Vaccines are totally healthy, safe and effective. They've never had one problem, even though there's been 100 years of crises and death and secret payouts and multi-billion dollar funds and, you know, secret experimentation injecting black people with syphilis. And I mean, they're just like, there's no problem. Now they're like, oh, yeah, it's going to kill some people, cause some problems, may not work. Because they know they failed to cover it up. That's why I was like, is the UN good now? They came out and said vaccines are killing people and don't work. I was like, they're like, you don't leave your house till you take it and it may kill you. They're just like, okay, we're not going to have the debate about whether it hurts you now. Okay, it causes autism. Okay, it causes cancer. Okay, it sterilizes you. You want to leave your house, you're going to take it. Because they know when they do this in mass, it's going to cause incredible bad reactions and death. So the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, where the Clintons run the global system with Apple and Google on your phones. That's in the news today. Tracking you. The Clintons are tracking you. And if you were around somebody that had COVID, you're being taken to a FEMA camp.
But listen, we're not taking, you know, it's not a police state or anything. It's just that you were around somebody had COVID. All right. I had to send somebody to arrest you. All right. Now you see how it works. Chelsea is on the board. She looks like Webster Hubble.
They just can't stop pushing because we put up with them every time. Nick in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, Nick.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm not going to ask how you're doing because I already know how you're doing. I wanted to offer up an idea. I think that one of the things that we're looking at definitively in this new paradigm shift that you've been talking about for so many years, and that we're at the crust, we're right here now. This is where we're at. For many years, the internet, the platforms on the internet have been built with mechanisms and things which for a large portion, you know, has just not very friendly, or they're not hospitable to nationalistic conservatives.
Yeah, the internet is a giant electronic straitjacket of slavery.
Exactly. So I think that one of the things, and at the first call that you had on, it was interesting because, you know, his thing is he was stressed. He doesn't have the information that you and many others have. Now, this is huge. This thing is so, so big that how do you...
This is the takeover. This is the assault. It's here now. It's like the enemy assaulting the castle. It's here. It's not like probes, or it's not like frontline people, scouts. This is the big attack.
That is, you're 100% correct. So as I see it, and I want to give a quick picture if I can. We ourselves here on the nationalistic front, or on the, you know, those who want to conserve, conservatives who want to conserve.
Yeah, those that don't want a post-human future.
Exactly.
Those that aren't psychotic, crazy people.
Correct. But we're coming to, we're finding ourselves more and more coming to the Merovingians of control. The people who are the traffickers of information, the people who control, all these things. And so basically.
The scumbags that want to play God.
Exactly. We're seeing ourselves right now, in as you say, the post economy versus the new digital economy. And the question is, how do we bring these two things together? What is the solution?
Well, they're telling you, you do what we say, or you don't have access to the digital economy. Because it was always, be a service economy, but now that's obsolete. That's not essential. So now it's digital economy, and you've got to submit in the first sacrament. Is chopping your son's balls off and putting him in a dress.
Yeah, exactly. 100% correct.
That's the first offering, is a human sacrifice of your son.
I agree with that. I'm not disagreeing. I agree.
No, I mean, that's what this is. We're right back where we were.
Exactly. But now the question becomes for us, sitting at home in these lockdowns, as we're seeing this thing play out, which you've been speaking about for many, many years, unfolding itself, and we're seeing this, and we have to make a choice, because that's what it comes down to, is choice.
Yeah, no, I agree. And the choice is here. And we've also got to call God down through us into the earth. We have to call on Christ right now.
Let me ask you this quick question, Alex. Do you believe that there is any possibility of us having a presence in this platform without actually having to go to some kind of war over this? Because we're talking about...
No, sir. We're going to be completely taken off everything, and then they're going to start starving us to death, and they're going to send robots to kill us. But at that point, their whole system is going to be collapsing. Their people will be desperately trying to serve it more and more to prop it up, and the whole thing's going to go down. It will...
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy expanded roaming access on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com. Call 800-SPRINT-1 or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with AutoPay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use rules. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Protest because they bankrupt things. They think we're all going to pay for it. That's why now it's childhood's end. All the games are over. Everything we warned of is now confirmed. Our worst case scenario turned out to be a positive outcome analysis. If anything, it was worse than we said. And so now, between you and I and eternity, we now have to decide as men and as women what we're going to do before God and everybody else. Wow. It's all real. It's all happening. World government, mark of the beast, the whole thing. Wow. Amazing. I wouldn't fear Beelzebub if I was you. Because the devil can kill your body, but I'd fear being cut off from God if I was you. And I think you all know that. And that's why they hate this audience, because you're not an audience. You're a group of activists. You know, I haven't hit this yet. I have a guest coming in the studio with us, but I won't take calls. For days, I meant to cover this. Stockholm Syndrome. I talk a lot about it. What is Stockholm Syndrome and what is learned helplessness? Because they go together like a horse and carriage, like hand and glove, like a man and woman. Let's go to your phone calls, though. Austin in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you so much for taking my call. Let's get right into it. I'm reporting from what I like to call the California of the Midwest, the state of Illinois. Alex, we don't know when things are going to go back to normal. We have J.B. Pritzker, our governor, on Twitter talking about how the only way that we can cross into the final phase of restoring our state is with a vaccine. Alex, this is not conspiracy. This is straight.
Oh, no, they're telling you. Your job never comes back. You have no life till Bill Gates puts something in your body.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And also, he does state that at any time they can just pull these restrictions back, move us back into phase three, back into...
Oh, yeah, no, it's called martial law, brother. Yeah, we've woken up inside of it. They've been planning it for a long time. They finally, we were struggling free from them, so they said, hey, implement the operation.
That's right, Alex. And right now, Governor Pritzker does not deem churches as an essential service. So we currently, the pools are closed for
but
the...
But you know what to do. I mean, nothing against Illinois, a lot of great people. Exodus. We have to go to the free zones. I'm going to leave Austin. I've already begun to sell my house, already mortgaged it. I'm leaving. It's just, you must leave Babylon. You must leave Egypt.
That's correct. Unfortunately, the state of Illinois has been completely weaponized. And it's just unfortunate. I've been out of work for about 2 months now, sheltering in place, doing what the people of the church and the local community think is virtuous. But Alex, the book of 2 Timothy says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. And I just urge the people of Illinois to wake up, to vote with your dollar. Alex, we can no longer go to our local grocery stores without wearing a mask. We are
It's all slavery. This is the martial law plan. They didn't use terrorists as the excuse. They didn't use, no, this is their ace card. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Speaking of that, Michigan, Facebook is banning anyone in Texas, Michigan, you name it, that says, hey, I think we should reopen. I think my business is important as Walmart. They're like, no, you don't do that. Zuckerberg says no, and he works for Bill Gates. So let's talk to Aaron in Michigan. Tell us what's happening in Michigan.
Hey, Alex, first time caller, man. Glad to get through. We got Governor Whitmer going after the Second Amendment. There's another protest going on up at the Capitol.
That's right. Canada announced they're banning all semi-auto. Now she wants your guns, too.
She's saying that if anybody shows up at this protest, you know, she got with the state police and said anybody shows up with a gun, you know, arrest them. And then you got Barbara up in Owosso, you know, the... You know,
oh, they're just begging for a war. They're just begging for a war.
And, you know, like I was saying, the, you know, the barber up in Owosso that opened up, you know, the judge dismissed the case, but the state still went after him and took his license away from him today. So he can't even operate now.
Police officers that have refused to arrest people that run their own restaurants or own barbershops, they're being fired. I mean, you know, I say you throw out the mayor and you make that police officer the mayor. That's what we need is pro-human common sense people.
Exactly, and it's sad to see that nobody in Michigan's waking up to it. Everybody's just all, oh, yeah, you know.
Well, that's because they were living on the fumes of what forebears fought and died for. People fought by the millions and died for what we got. And we're just pissing all over it.
Yep, and, you know, everybody.
And I know you're not pissing on it, brother, neither am I, but all these idiots have no idea what due process cost. 800 years of war, brother, for that. 800 years. Millions dead. Millions dead for that. That alone, the right of the jury. Millions dead in England. They had 14 wars over that, brother. They had wars where 10%, 20% of the men died just for free speech. And we just piss on it like it's a joke.
Exactly, man. It's a shame that everybody's just forgetting their constitutional rights and just bowing down.
But here's the difference. Those men lived under slavery, so they were ready to die for it. So let me tell you, there's going to be a storm, my friend. There's going to be the opposite end of this. And I, here's the problem. Taking out globalists is like stepping on dog crap. I don't want to destroy them. But they just keep summoning the whirlwind. Do you understand, brother?
Yeah, I understand completely, man. I appreciate everything you do, brother.
Well, look, they think we're idiots. And they think if a civil war starts, we're going to go out and kill the cops. The cops, on average, are as awake as the public. I don't want to kill anybody. But when the globalists start the fight, it's globalist. That's why most of them have already hightailed it out of the country. So, I appreciate your call, my friend. All right, let's go ahead and talk to George in Connecticut. We'll go to Ahmed and others. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I think we should take the battle where they have the weakest points and where they congregate people anyway. Take them to Walmart, stake them whatever, bullhorn them, hand out papers, put flyers on every single car and say, look, we're going to have a prayer in front of the personal home of every governor. We're coming in peace the first time. The second time, we're going after every bureaucrat and going to their homes that we know where locally they live and say, look, we want you to resign if you're going to go along with this because you gave an oath to the Constitution. If you do not resign, we will find a way to put you all off your job and lose your pension forever because you cannot follow these illegal orders against the people. If you feel this way, you can either resign or we can fire.
And think
you
about and it, George. The globalists are involved in open siege against us and now admitting it's to punish us for Trump. This is all Americans should unify against this.
Exactly. And the bottom line is, why don't people realize, why did Obama come after Trump so bad? Could it possibly be that he questioned his birth certificate? Could it possibly be the person who basically couldn't find the birth certificate in Hawaii dropped out of the sky and the hearings could never be held?
No, you're right. All roads lead to Obama. May he burn in hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So get your orders in right now. They can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. To get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, well, heads up, Yippee.com. I'm glad he came to Austin before he flies off another meeting. Rich Granbell is a really active fellow. I'm not going to read his long bio here, but he's done a great job helping InfoWars get the truth out. He actually stood up a few years ago, a public service announcement. Yippee CEO Rich Granbell alerts Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey and BOD for free speech, censorship of conservative users, and disturbing content, knock their stock down. Now it's out in the open that they are going after basically every nationalist, every conservative, medical doctors that come out and expose COVID-19 is overblown. I mean, the censorship has now just become across the board. And I'm a big fan of Trump, but I have to say I'm really mad that he hasn't taken action. I get these are, quote, free companies, but these are utilities. And in live time, they're surveilling people. Forget the censorship. They're surveilling to be able to censor.
Well, you know, Alex, I agree with some of that. What I think that Trump is doing is allowing the deep state to come out, not only at the government D.C. level, but now we're seeing it to the state, city, and county level.
So you're saying it's 3D chess. He's
got it. It's about to be checkmate.
Okay, well, then you've got the floor, because I'll run on forever and I'll let you talk. Tell us about Yippee.com. Tell us about what you're doing. Tell us what you think's really happening. You're a smart guy.
Well, I mean, so, Ivan Ranklin's been on your show many times. He works with me and my company. We are a data intelligence company, open source intelligence company. We basically know what's going on in real time by following, major news events, and things are happening all over the world. And we culminate all this information, and we're able to derive points of interest, let's call them, and abilities to locate targets of opportunity, as well as understanding what the flow of information is sending, whether it's true or misinformation.
Because even if you're getting a tiny sample of what Google gets, it's still a snapshot of what's happening.
Correct.
So that intel is amazing.
It's amazing.
So what made you start Yippee.com?
So actually, I started.
It's like the old Google. I could actually go there and actually find real stuff.
Yeah, well, it's actually.
It's not like it's tailored for Patriots either. It's just kind of a good snapshot.
It's just a highly advanced search engine, much more advanced than what Google is. We run multiple different algorithms at the same time, unweighted, unbiased.
Didn't Google break themselves the last 2 years? It doesn't even work anymore. It's like a fraud. It's like a phone book where only globalists get listed.
Well, yeah, so I think that the whole premise of Google now is to exploit information and push up what's relevant to them and to their ideals to the top and not what really is true and honest information.
So instead of human intelligence, the old Google is what we liked went to the top. What was about 2-3 years ago, they totally changed.
Correct. So, I mean, they went off the reservation right when about Trump was elected. They went totally blitzkrieg against you and every other conservative voice that's out there. They started underweighting sources in their master index, meaning that if you went to go look for a news relevant story and use the right taxonomy and you're the one that had the best story, you never show up in the top results because they've underweighted you. So your search result's going to end up on page 25 when it should be on page 1.
They put the quote authoritative stuff.
You got it.
Which means Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton.
You got it. Perfect. Well said.
But you started Yippee before that. What was the mission of Yippee?
So it was to provide a conservative, unbiased relationship to information. Sorry about that.
Yeah. No, we're just moving your mic in front of you. Go
ahead. Okay, great. And to do it in a way that promoted, you know, good ethics and information, right? We want everybody to be able to look at the same information. So Yippee is very unbiased. We don't control our algorithms. We let it have what we call free will algorithm, right? It goes and creates the information and it stacks it and it puts.
And Google knew that was what was power. Turn loose human intelligence into the internet instead of bureaucrats pre-programming.
Well, human intelligence is a little bit different. Human intelligence is more of you and I face-to-face. Open source intelligence is what Google was really used for by the federal government. Then they turned and they bit the hand that made them. The U.S. government made Google. Google turned on the U.S. government. They turned on everybody.
By the way, because they think they're more powerful than it. Exactly. Explain that to people. Like InQtel, all of it. What founded Google?
Yeah, so InQtel is a company that basically uses CIA money to fund new operations. You know, our government is very, very good at bringing new technologies to light. But what happens is these technologies get real big, and then they get corrupted into the cabal, right? We both know where the cabal is. And then those sources and those people become multi-billionaires, and they say, well, screw my country. I'm more of a globalist now, and I want to do what the world wants and not giving the right precedence to the information and the relevancy of who made them, which is U.S. made all of them.
Wow. I'm not going to ask a lot of questions, but you're a smart guy on the inside of all this. Where would you say we are in the fight right now for human liberty? Because it seems like we're getting our ass.
I think we're in Revelation. I think we're in Revelation 6:2. I think the white horse is running. I think the crown virus is the crown given to the white horse rider, and they're out conquering and the conquer. I'm a born-again Christian, and I totally believe that you're correct in your assumptions of where we are in the world right now, and that people need to get right with Christ soon, because this is going to turn bad soon.
Can you feel the evil?
I feel it. Daily, and I feel the presence constantly, and you know, Yippee's always been about doing the right thing, right? And you know, being a Christian CEO that's turned the cabal down. I've been approached by Chinese intelligence, Russian intelligence, every single major intelligence has tried to recruit me and my technology to go work for.
Well, the average person out there thinks that. No, let me tell you, when you're actually influential, you're a thinker. You constantly get approached.
Correct. Yep, I have been, and I'd say loyal to my country. China made a very, very big run at me. Actually, Steve's term, we're going to make you a crazy rich American, and I turned him down.
Well, you've got the floor. I could ask questions all day, but we've got the CEO of Yippee.com here with us. For me, I know it's choose your own adventure. I mean, Revelation's fulfilling, but I know it's going to happen, but we could almost go another route where it's not as bad.
We could. Yep, and I think the United States can get through this. You know, Europe's done right now. They're finished. Their economies are completely broken. So the only way that we're going to get through this is through a God-chosen president like Trump, who is playing 3D chess at a level of superiority that no one else can even get to. Like, they're so mad because he's so smart. And if we're able to control our own destiny, which meaning we got to get out these deep staters in the city, the county, and the state level. We got to vote them out this time so that Trump can do what he needs to do. And we got to turn our manufacturing capabilities inside and be able to put the people who are out of work, the 15 to 25% of small businesses that are going to be gone in the next 90 to 180 days, right, and turn that into a win by turning on the same charm that happened in the greatest generation, the World War II generation, and to be able to take ourselves into a manufacturing sprint and dominate the world.
Well, you just said it. They think when Americans lose everything, we're going to bow. Like Hitler started bombing Britain and the civilian targets. That turned them against Hitler. As long as Americans know it's a globalist thing doing it to them, they're going to go with America. They don't care if they're starving. But how do we get that message to them?
Well, I think, you know, we need to, you know, I think the Trump administration is working on something about a made in the USA task force needs to be spun up very, very quickly. I know most of your products are made in the USA. I think all of them actually are made in the USA.
Well, none of the supplements are from China. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, what we have to do is we got to turn into ourselves and stop.
Which, by the way, is hard. Like any drugs or supplements, it's like 90% China.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we have people like we have to pay three times more just to have it made in America. A lot of it's made in Canada. It doesn't exist. It's like you have to go pay people to do it here.
Wait, but you know what you're getting? You know what you're getting is pure. You know you're getting the right stuff. Then that's why you.
That's another thing. Nothing from China passes the test.
Yep.
It's all toxic.
Well, how about the KN95? The KN95 brouhaha. Now they got all these millions of KN95s coming into the country
defective.
And finding out they're defective. Right? There's three or four manufacturers.
It's like, why can't China ever deliver something that works?
Because they lie. They liars. They're a country of liars. They're government of liars. That's what they do. And they buy everybody. That's what they do. They're not about making anything. They don't develop anything.
They just buy leadership off.
And they steal it. That's what they do. And they approached me about doing the same thing. They approached me about turning on my own country and offered a lot of money.
Let's talk about it when we come back. Look at Reddit. People say, oh, China bought a stake. No, 500 million bought it.
Bought it.
And then suddenly it was... They literally, I'm not saying I'm a victim, but I go out to eat. Communists come over and say, we're going to kill you and your children. And they've got cameras. And as soon as I go, F you, it's on the news. Jones attacks innocent people eating. They'll learn it's communist party members. People think, oh, communists, that's Russia. That failed. No, folks. The communists are more powerful than they've ever been in this country. And they follow a creed. And they believe they're about to overturn the government and overturn everything. And I got news for them. And I don't have some tough guy mentality here. I'm just telling you guys, you're not going to win. And I'm really concerned, though, that you have these weird-ass people like Crypt Keeper Pelosi up there who says she wants $3 trillion more. I think they're so disconnected from reality, they may jump the shark. We'll be right back with the CEO of Yippie.com. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My eyes are blind, but I can see. Boy, isn't that true?
You better believe it.
The sunlight no longer sets me free. Rich Granville of Yippie.com's here. And I noticed the CEO of it is one of the biggest alternative websites, search engines. I'm like, let's talk about Yippie. And he's like, no, I don't want to talk about Yippie. Let's talk about the revolution against the globalists, which is exactly what we do it here. So, I mean, you're a smart guy. And of course, your chief counsel is a really great patriot and works with General Flynn. Notice, for people that don't know.
I have General Flynn's coin for you right here, by the way.
Beautiful. I appreciate that. Yeah. A good patriotic American defense intelligence, the Army standing up for America. Army's not perfect, but it's not a Chi-Com traitors. We have a situation here where judges, for those that don't know, when prosecutors drop cases, judges are supposedly these non-biased arbiters of the defense and the prosecution. The federal judge says we're continuing the prosecution when they release Manafort, who was railroaded. They're making, I mean, these people are doing things never before done.
So, first of all, General Flynn was stuck up with a handgun to his head by Comey, holding up Mike Flynn Jr., a very fair and honest guy. I mean, I love little Mikey. And I think the world of that family, what they did to him was the most corrupt thing that I've ever witnessed. And to a three-star general, it's unheard of. Like, this is something that's never happened before.
It's mafia tactics.
It's mafia. It's Obama.
Well, between me, you, and the Fence Post, they've already gone after my dad to get at me, and my dad just said, whatever, but that's what they do now.
Yes, absolutely. I mean,
they said, your son's going to prison.
How many times have you been intimidated over the last 15 years?
I'm kind of retarded. The opposite of attack.
Attacked, right?
But, yeah, when they try to intimidate, it doesn't work. It's not like I'm even a tough guy. When they try to intimidate me, I go on the attack. But no, I agree. Most people, they go, hey, we're going to put your son in prison.
Yeah.
Unless you plead guilty, it's like the manly thing. Well, I'll plead guilty.
And he just, and Mike Jr. just had Travis, his grandson. So they had him, right? So they're basically going to take, they're talking about putting Mike Jr. in jail as well. So they're talking about taking not only the general, but we're going to put your son in prison, too, for some.
No, that's what I meant. They held his son hostage.
Absolutely.
Just like the old Roman emperor.
Exactly. And with the new grandchild, they knew they had him, right? Because what's Flynn going to do? Flynn's a patriot. Flynn's a great father. And he took a bullet for his family is what he did. But he recovered. The wound has recovered. And it's about in this
return. And Brian Stelter and all them are so, and Obama's so upset. Like, their intimidation's failing.
If Hillary Clinton wins, Flynn, the thing never happened to Flynn, right? Flynn would have never become the national security advisor. I think Flynn would have just stayed on as a 3-star and he got his 4-star. I like to call for the president to give Flynn his 4-star. Flynn deserves his 4-star for what.
No, I agree. Instead of like being ashamed of the attack, give him the award. Give him the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Give him freedom and give him his 4-star. I mean, you should start a hashtag.
No, I agree. Rub it in their face.
Exactly. Give him his 4-star.
Because he does deserve that.
He does. And I don't hear anybody else talking about it, so I want to be the first one to talk about it. Give Flynn his 4-star.
Well, you know, Tucker Carlson covered it on, like, it was Monday night. Flynn's like, okay, Russia's a declining power. Okay, great. Then give us a problem, blow him up. China's the threat. That was the real crime.
Yes. 100%. So, I mean, then we got Fauci. There's reports that I can't specify to whom, but, you know, Fauci's in bed with the Chinese.
Oh, he's a Chinese agent.
Hey, he's a Chinese agent. And the whole coronavirus itself could have, I'm just going to say could have to protect myself from legalities, but could have been created by Fauci in conjunction with the Chinese government.
Well, he funded the coronavirus research there.
Correct. So at the end of the day, you said it, but I'm concurring with you. I believe that you're correct.
Well, that's my problem with Trump. Trump's really smart when he faces each problem, but his background research, and I get like he doesn't even think NIH is going to be political, but then, of course, that's like the group that made the run at him.
Correct. Well, I mean, so Trump is fighting off like 15 different battles at the same time. I think that we have to give him just a little bit more time. I know everybody wants to see Comey swinging from a rope. Everybody wants to see Page Struck and all the rest.
No, I agree. I've got 2 or 3 battles, not 15 like him, and I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm 46.
And you and I have not dealt. We've dealt with intimidation. We've dealt with attacks in person, eyeball to eyeball, where we were maybe even pull our guns. I've had it on the streets where I've been intimidated on the streets about don't go in that direction. And I said, screw you. The bottom line is this. He's taken it all on. You and I aren't dealing with anything compared to what he's been dealing with.
No, I agree. Every time I get pissed at Trump, I go, I couldn't do what he does.
Yes. Yeah. And I know President Trump.
God, is he not a badass, though?
He is a badass. He is a Billy Badass.
You talk about providence. Look at God gave us that.
I said this, I think it was Tamilia interviewed me back a few months back. Absolutely, Trump was ordained by God to be our king right now. And that is... translates all the way down to his family.
All the prayer hundreds of years, like providence did that.
Well, I mean, we went from a Luciferian scumbag like Obama, right, and the Hillary Clintons, they're all Luciferians, right? They're all Luciferians. You know, Joe Biden's a pedophile, a known pedophile, right? He went and served, in 1980s, he went to counseling for pedophilia.
And literally, we get the deliverer, but do we accept him?
Yeah, and now we have another one. So we have Big Mike, we have Obama, you got Biden, Hillary, you got the whole soup of Luciferians directly connected to the cabal over in Europe. And to all the things that you've been doing for the last 15 to 20 years in an astounding career. And by the way, your greatest achievement, I think, for what you did, brought me to you was the Bilderberg thing. That was just off the Richter scale. That was the best journalism I've seen ever.
Well, I appreciate the support, but my big thing is, what are we supposed to do next? I'm always like angry that like,
get out. We got to get out. We got to get out of our houses. We got to stop being afraid. We got to start trusting in Trump. We got to start trusting in God.
Exactly. Trump's like a lion surrounded by hyenas.
Correct.
And we're like going, hey, you ought to bite that hyena and you ought to. No, we've got to get out there and support him.
We have to. And it's 100%. If we don't support him, we don't vote out the. Like I said, he just rooted out all of the deep staters in every state down
and,
to the city
level. And 2,000 of them just signed a letter, as Senator Paul said, saying we support Comey and don't want – that's an enemies list. They just listed themselves.
We have the hit list. You know, this was old Russia. We'd probably take up arms and go take care of them ourselves. But this isn't the 1867's cowboy days. Good for them that it isn't, because a lot of them would be dead.
Well, that's the thing, is they keep using our culture and our chivalry as weakness against us, because we don't want to be like that. But they're bringing the game where we'll win that game. Can you imagine what a moral man does versus an evil man?
I think the people in Michigan already showed that they're willing to stand up with arms. In fact, I want to ask you, how did that happen without the Michigan Intelligence Service or their Bureau of Investigation understand that a bunch of people were heading down to the Capitol with guns to tell them that they want their state reopened? How did that happen? How did they get that far? Nobody asked that question.
Well, and that's the thing. We don't want to kill anybody.
No.
But when you shut the economy off, what do they think is going to happen? They're idiots.
If they don't,
because the competent people in America know how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They know how to fix a carburetor. They know how to plant crops. They know how to go to work. They know how to pay their taxes. And they know how to sustain an attack. The leftists have no, like, once you get a patriot on the rampage, they don't stop.
No.
They go on and on and on and on. I don't think they realize, like, what they're conjuring.
It's the resilient, and it's General Flynn's calling card. It's the resilient patriots. That's what it is. And we're not going to stop. I mean, there's not a lot of guys in tech like me that actually are Christian and read the Bible and actually believe and are born again and baptized. You know, almost all of them are either, you know, converted to Muslim, or they're part of the Luciferian.
Yeah, what's up with that? Where so many weird, like, you'll have like big tech gay dude who's a Muslim.
Yeah,
Islam would kill him. Well, what is that?
Well, I mean, hey, let's put the problem. We're talking about, you know, ugly tech people. Let's talk about Sundar. How did why is
head
Roger
of Google
Stone,
Sundar Pichai?
Yeah, why is Roger Stone about to go to prison? When all he did was just a little bull at BS with the Congress, but Sundar went in front of him and lied his ass
off. He said, we don't
off.
Track any users.
He lied his
ass
off.
That's like saying Santa Claus doesn't wear a red outfit.
Yeah, exactly. Sundar lied. Trump should ring up Sundar and pardon Stone immediately.
I agree with that. So let me ask you this, the head of EOP.com, when we come back. What happens if the globalists win? I don't do this to be a fear porn person. They're very close to winning. What happens if the average person doesn't realize how important they are and doesn't get politically active involved? Because you can get censored on Facebook and Twitter and, you know, all that all day long. But they can't stop you going to a city council meeting or a county commissioner meeting or a state house meeting or Nancy Pelosi going to some event. If you simply get motivated, like we did with Bill Clinton's a rapist. Remember that? They were saying Trump was a rapist. We're like, well, hey, you settle rape cases. If you decide to get pissed and take action, there's nothing on earth can stop you. So everybody calls me up saying, Jones, do this, Jones, do that. I'm telling this audience of activists, you are the resistance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.